You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
You look at older generations and you think to yourself, why didn't you do anything?
Our children's future is at stake.
I mean, you have to act.
Our Climate Crew series features everyday people who have stepped up and done something, no matter how big or small, to make their corner of Michigan a little greener. People like Mark Covington, president of the Georgia Street Community Collective. It began as a small community garden in the middle of Detroit. Now it has blossomed into a registered nonprofit with 22 parcels of land, two houses, a small farm, a community center, and more. Stateside's Adam Reyes visited Georgia Street and brought back this postcard.
My name is Mark Covington. I am founder, president, director, and urban farmer at Georgia Street Community Collective. We're in the Georgia Street Community Garden that we started in 2008. I lost my job in December of 2007, and then in February of 2008, I was going to walk to the grocery store and came down the street and noticed that people had started dumping garbage all on the curb, and some stuff was in the lots, and that corner was kind of flooding because the trash was in the storm drains. And I was out there with a stick cleaning them up and looked at the lots and said, I want to clean these up when it started getting warm. And, but between that February and when we started in March, I figured that if I cleaned it up, they was just going to start dumping on it. So I figured I'd put a community garden. Well, at the time, it was just a couple of rows of vegetables and some flowers. In this bed, we have beans and cucumbers. But for some reason, people don't understand that you got to pick cucumbers a certain way or you'll kill the vine. And usually this doesn't last a month once they start producing. Kale, which you can tell, like, they don't know how to pick it. They cut it off at the top and, you know, stuff like that. Collards the same way. It's like our biggest crop over here, collards and tomatoes, mm-hmm. which you hardly ever see a red tomato because people pick them green. Like, we got some of the same people come almost every day and pick the same thing, okra. On this corner here is our fruit orchard, apples, peaches, pears, plums, and cherries. And then there's two more lots on the other side.
My name is Michael D. Covington, Jr. Most of this was Mark, my mom. You know, I mean, there's little stuff around here that I helped do, but it's not as much as they did. We got chickens and ducks over here. What's up, little people? I think a couple of roosters. Turkeys back there at the back. And then on this side over here, we got pigs. Oh, don't get mad because I said y'all stink. You do. And goats.
My name is Maurice Morgan. I am 11 years old.
I like to feed the goats.
Because I am a goat. Hey, Goldie. I'm a goat with you. You know how to play basketball? That's why your name Goat?
The lady down the street had two foster boys and a son and asked me to give them some structure. And they came and they must have had fun because they started bringing other kids in the garden. And that first year we had 25 youth in the garden.
My name is Marquise Morgan and I'm 11 years old. We get a phone call from Mark to help him plant vegetables and plants in the garden. This part right here, we had planted with Mark. We grabbed soil from over there, put it in the garden beds, and then we planted flowers. Then when we came back, the flowers had grown up. Planted the garden for us to get vegetables so we can eat healthy.
My name is Lorraine Covington. I'm treasurer, co-director. We started with a small little plot, you know, one little section of lots over there, and it's expanded, and it's actually brought neighbors closer together, because before, you know, see a neighbor and they just pass you by, but if we're out there now, we get a honk every time a car passes or a wave, you know, and that makes us feel good. They watch out for what's happening. We have never had any, maybe one time theft, but that what was stolen was actually brought back to us when they found out who it belonged to. They have much respect for what we're doing, and so they know who we are.
I know we have a lot more birds and different things around pollinators. I'm seeing bugs and birds that I had never seen before. even hummingbirds, finches, and all kind of stuff flying around and, you know, eating the flowers and, you know, enjoying everything that's growing. So the grass is greener. There's more grass. Like, this area we're sitting in right now was all clay when we started. You know, it was hardly any grass, you know, growing, and it wasn't, whatever was growing wasn't really green.
My name is Rontaine Thomas. I've been coming here since I was little. Hey, it's a getaway. You can get away from a lot here. You can stay out the streets, for one. You don't have to, ain't doing no crime. You come here to a safe place, you can have fun.
We know there are many others like Mark Covington out there, but we need your help finding them. Nominate someone you know who's working to make their part of Michigan a greener place. Email stateside@michiganradio.org and put Climate Crew in the subject line.